Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kalish Leviel, and my pronouns are she, her. And my ancestors come from all the way in Czechoslovakia, or was it Hungary, or was it Ukraine? Different relatives said different words. And then on my dad's side was Lithuania or Russia. And make sure your cell phones are silent. And I'm your practitioner of the day. So if you would like prayer after the service, just come see me. I would ask the others who are wearing their stoles to raise their hands, but I'm the only one wearing this, so. Thank you. I knew I could get it in there somewhere. Love puns. And so I also want to comment about morning prayers. 7 a.m. is Monday through Friday, even when it's a holiday, we are doing prayers. And we invite you to come, and you don't even have to turn your camera on and just enjoy the connection. And so I want to invite you right now to enjoy this connection, knowing that connection is there is only one divine presence, one divine intelligence that operates through everyone and everything. Every being, bringing us to this somewhat cold, somewhat warm morning with gratitude, with joy, with splendor, with awe, with inspiration, ready to let go of the past and embrace the present for a wonderful future. I thank you, sweet spirit, and so it is.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Abigail Shire, and my pronouns are she and her, and my ancestors hail from Germany, Ireland, and Prussia. And I'm wondering if any of you have driven an hour and a half to go to someplace special for the next day, and you knew you needed to dress up, but you forgot your fancy pants. Fortunately, nobody this morning was like, oh my God, you're wearing jeans. So thank God I'm in Bellingham. But I did. I was sweating it last night. I was like, wow, I just drove an hour and a half and I don't have my church pants. But fortunately, you love me anyway, so. Today we're talking about release, refresh, and renew. And I had this analogy of a snake and snake skin. I'm just wondering, have you ever actually like touched and felt a snake skin? Yeah, it's very delicate and beautiful. And it's amazing because it's like the entire body was contained in it. And a snake, when it releases its skin, it moves on. It doesn't like, you know, decide it wants to cling on to that old skin. It just is new. It let it go and it's new. And I thought that that's such a great analogy for this time of year, because oftentimes I want to hold on to the old. Oftentimes I want to cling to what was, or even identify myself as that old thing. I have to let you know that this is the first time in my life ever that I have spoken on a Sunday in jeans. So I'm releasing the old skin, and now you have a new me right here, right now. We stand at the threshold today between what was and what will be. The old skin of 2025 has been shed. We've let it go. And we get to live in the aliveness of the new. All of us. Ernest Holmes said, and Ernest Holmes, by the way, for those of you who are new here, he was the founder of Centers for Spiritual Living. He said, "Today I awaken to the truth of my being. I let fall from me all false beliefs, and I accept only that which is true and eternal." Can it be that easy? Can we just let it go? How many people have moved houses and just thrown things in a box without going through it? I'm in the middle. I'm going to be moving. I don't have a new house yet for Bellingham. By the way, please keep me in prayer. We will either be renting or buying. We don't know what. And Gina and I are in the middle of going through it, because I have so many times moved and just thrown things in a box, and then whenever I got to my next place, I was stuck because I hadn't let go of that which had no longer served me. And so this time, I'm being very deliberate. I'm going through everything. We're going through everything before we pack it, including the Christmas things and the Halloween decorations and the electrical stuff and all of the things. And one thing I learned about is that there's a Japanese practice. There's a tradition called Osoji, and it's the big cleaning. It happens just before New Year's. But it's not about scrubbing floors. It's about honoring what was in the year and consciously releasing it. It's not just about stuff, it's about belief systems. And what you do is you thank it. Thank you, challenging person in my life, for showing up and teaching me how to stand up for myself. I bless you, and I let you go. Thank you, belief system of I'm not enough. I take you off. You taught me to be compassionate for others who feel the same way. But it's time to let you go. Can we make a conscious releasing this year? Can we go through the things and do an inventory of what happened, what events occurred, what belief systems we took on, what old habits we might have that we're ready to let go of, what things we have in our house that are no longer sparking joy, and can we let it go? That's the big invitation this time. That is my charge, my challenge, my your mission, if you are to take it on. to really embody the newness of this upcoming year by clearing, releasing, and letting go of all that no longer served you or no longer serves you. It did serve you. It did have a purpose. It was there. And just to acknowledge that, it was there. It may still be there, and it may be time to let it go. So the first thing, honor what was. Dr. Joe Dispenza, I'm a big fan of his, if you didn't notice. He's a neuroscientist, and he says that our brains cannot encode new neural pathways when they're still running old programs on repeat. Think about your phone. If you have like 47 apps running in the background and you're trying to get it to work and it's running really slow, or your computer with like 15 things. Am I the only one who does this? Okay, good. And sometimes you just need to clean it out, to close it out, to clear it out, maybe turn it off for a minute and restart it. And that's what the symbolic time of year is for you. Can you clean it out, clear it out, organize it, restart it for a new year? Because this time of year holds some powerful energy. It's a time of year where all around the world, people are really getting clear at those things that no longer serve them. And so many other people are going, this new year will be different. But it will only be different if you're ready to let go of the old. There's a story about how to catch a monkey. And back in the day, this is what they said that you had to do to catch a monkey. This is obviously in a country that had monkeys. I don't think we have indigenous monkeys here in America. Yeah. So in another country, this is an old story from another country on how to catch a monkey. What they said was they would get a coconut, clean out the coconut, chain the coconut to a tree, carve it out so it was just enough space for a monkey to put its hand in, and pour a whole bunch of cooked rice in there. And so then the monkey would stick its hand in the coconut, grab the rice, and then it would get stuck. Because it couldn't take its hand out of the coconut was chained to the tree, and it couldn't let go. Don't you think that's us sometimes? But I really want to hold on to this old belief system. But I really want to hold on to 2025. But I really want to hold on to that thing that's no longer serving me. And you're upset because you keep praying for freedom. You keep saying, dear God, may this year be my year of freedom. May I attract that thing in my life that allows me to be the freest, most fullest potentiality. And yet we're holding on. It's not us. It is us. It is us. It's our own clingingness to that. And we just have to let it go. Because freedom was always there. Freedom is our birthright. Freedom is who we are meant to be. But we have to be willing to release. We have to be willing to let go. And when we empty our hands, we create space. When we let go, we allow for the birth of the new. Shiva does a little dance of creation. And when Shiva's a Hindu god, by the way. So Shiva does this crazy dance, and the dance is supposed to clear out the old. But the other thing that it does simultaneously is it destroys all and it creates all. Once the destruction of that thing happens, it's the point of creation. Once your release happens, immediately the newness begins. Once the snake lets go of its skin, the new skin is there, ever available for us, if we're willing to do it, if we're willing to let it go, if we're willing to be in the place of release. So what are you holding on to? Because you feel like you need it, but you're afraid of letting go. So many people are like, I don't know how to create something, something. I don't know how to step into this new form, this new body. I don't know how to step into this new way of being. Well, the good news is you don't have to figure out the how. That's what God's job is. You just have to be willing to let go. That's what your job is. You also have to be willing to be new. And to allow the infinite creative energy of the entire universe that created the heavens, the earth, all the systems that are in operation, gravity, whatever we call science, that's all God in its perfect operation. People are just figuring it out. It knows how to do all of that. Do you think it might know how to create something for your life that works for you? I think so. But you have to be willing. You have to say yes. You have to surrender and let go in order for that newness to come in. So I have a little exercise. You know me, I love the little exercises. I want it to be a somatic experience too, not just a me talking to you experience. So what I want you to do is get in a comfortable seated position. Oh, look at that. You're doing really well so far. All right. All those online as well. All right. Feet flat, hands on your thighs, palms up. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. And the first thing you're going to do is release, which means breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Exhale. All right. Empty completely. All right. Do this three times. Breathe in. Let go. Breathe in. Let go. And the last time when you release, consciously think in your head, I release what no longer serves. Okay, after this next exhale, I want you to pause at the bottom in the emptiness for 2 to 3 seconds. Breathe in. Let go. Pause. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pause. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pause. This is the place of emptiness. This is the place of pure potentiality. All right, so now what I want you to do is put your hands over your heart. And now what I want you to do is breathe in, but this time breathe in light and pure potentiality. Breathe it in and breathe it out, allowing the light to go outward. Again, breathing in golden light. Breathe out radiance. Breathe in light. Breathe out radiance. And now open your eyes and feel how you feel. Does anybody feel a shift? Yes. You just changed your physiology. And you can do this anytime. Especially when you realize you're in the middle of something of who you used to be and you want to reclaim the newness of who you are. It's a very simple exercise. I release, I let go, I pause, and I breathe in the new. I release, I let go, I pause, I breathe in the new. In the Jewish tradition, there's a teaching called Teshuvah. Where's my Jews in the room? Did I say that right? Teshuvah, thank you. Teshuvah, usually translated as repentance, but actually it means return. So the idea is that you're not building a new person for the new year. Like I'm taking on a new thing. The idea is that as I release layers of this old, I'm actually getting more in tune with who I actually am. I'm letting go of those false beliefs. I'm letting go of those habits and those behaviors and those addictions and those things that I took on, and I'm finding the true self of who I truly am. You don't have to get anything. You already have it. I had the opportunity to do a memorial service for Penny Sanford, who is Frank's partner, wife, adventurer. And she passed away on December 17th. But before she did, I had the opportunity to hang out a little bit with Frank and Penny. And I went to their house, and they had this amazing painting, which you'll see over the wall there. I know those of you online can't see it, but I will describe it. It basically has the Science of Mind symbol, which is the symbol that's here. This is our teaching symbol, in the middle of the painting. And in the circle part, which represents God, the infinite nature of God, there's every color of the rainbow. And then there's this amazing V that comes down, and it looks like light coming off of it. And at the very bottom, there's this point. This is the triune nature of spirit. This is our teaching symbol. So it says, the infinite nature of God is threefold. It's got the spirit or the infinite nature, and then it's got the law or the creative nature, and then it's got the body at the bottom portion. And that is the symbolic representation of spirit creating its form and showing up as us, as that little point in the bottom. And this was commissioned by Judy Jody Bergsman. Thank you. Yes. Commissioned by her. And at the bottom is a scene from, it's actually Bellingham Bay right there. It's a beautiful, stunning portrait and a representation of who we are in life, that we are the beautiful expression. We're the infinite expressing up as the finite. And so that is our teaching symbol. So I hope you really enjoy it, because this is very sacred and holy, and Frank wanted us to have it. Yeah. Thank you, Frank. And to me, it also captures the essence of Penny. A divine adventurer who grew up in this area and knew every single park and place to be, and gave me some very directive places to go in Bellingham in order to make sure I got to enjoy the beauty and the power of this sacred land here. So I honor you, Penny. Love you very much. And I honor all of you who are here, because it's a reminder that life is meant to be lived. God, the eternal, birthed itself as a physical expression so it can be you. And it's here to be enjoyed. So may 2026 be the best year of your life so far. Let's pray. I'm so grateful to be in the space of the infinite great creator, loving itself in jeans, in colored hair, in laughter and love, knowing that it shows up as me and as every single person who's watching this, who's here, present in this room, and every person that's alive on the planet right now, knowing that even though we have taken on these physical forms, we are eternal. And the eternality of life continues on in levels of joy and power and freedom and prosperity. And so I know and claim that truth manifesting for each and every one of us in this very life right now. I call forth all the angels and the guides and everything seen and unseen to be the full-on physical support for each and every one of us to declare that this new year, this new skin, this new way of being is absolutely manifest for each and every one of us. And so as I declare these words, I know that I release consciously all the beliefs, habits, and behaviors that no longer serve me. I am ready to let them go. And I breathe in the light of pure potentiality, and I breathe it out, knowing that this is God, Goddess, as me, through me, right here and right now, and that this day is a new day, that this me is a new me, that this we is a new we, and we are filled with infinite potentiality that is manifesting in ways that are better than we can imagine. And as I declare that truth, I declare a release and a surrender of 2025 and an embrace of 2026. Thank you. So it is.